Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Trevor H.
My name is Trevor, and I'm an alcoholic. And I want to thank Terry and Randy for asking me to speak back in June. I was like, damn, now I got gonna have four more months of sobriety if I can make it. And I made it. So it's a great thing. And it wouldn't have happened if I didn't have so many friends right in this room here. I'm an alcoholic, and what I know that means is I have a fatal illness. On the one hand, once I start drinking, I can't stop drinking. It's almost anatomic, like breathing. If I pick up the first drink, I'm just going to keep drinking until oblivion. And I've proven that over and over and over again. And it's come to my attention that really the reason why I'm up here, you know, it's not so much to tell you about this, it's to remind myself that I'm an alcoholic. And that's never going to change. If I pick up the first drink, then that's what's going to happen. And that's all well, but what we learn here is to stay away from the first drink. And that we can work on. And that's why we have the 12 steps, which I've been told keeps us from suicide, and the 12 traditions, which keeps us from homicide. And I thought I'd try and get you to laugh a little bit. But anyways, so we have a fatal illness, and the greatest remedy known to man is Alcoholics Anonymous for it. I'm sure there's some people who can stop drinking and stay stopped without Alcoholics Anonymous, but I'm not so sure I've met any of them. And I know for myself that it won't work. I've tried that. So I had to surrender at one point to AA, and that happened on February 19th, 2005. And I committed myself to detox, and they kept me there for about 3 or 4 days. Let's see, I went in on a Saturday afternoon, and I got out on Tuesday afternoon, so whatever that means. And the reason why I knew where to go was because I had been a speaker at that same hospital. And I had been a speaker in AA. And so I knew where to go, thanks to you guys, when I was done. What made me done at that point was that my father told me that he never wanted to talk to me ever again if I didn't do something. Now, you know, in retrospect, I might have asked him, what is it you expect me to do? But I just said, you know, I guess got to stop drinking, and we'll give that a shot. And it's been a great ride. He came out. He lives in California in the desert area. I lived in Buffalo, New York at the time. And he came out and helped me clean up my house and convinced me to come out and live with him and my mother for a few months and try and go through a rehab program. And I got in a rehab program, and that was very good for me. I'd never been in rehab before, and I learned a few things. One of which, you know, if I'd been listening the first time, I probably would have learned around here, but it's halt. If you're hungry, angry, lonely, and tired, and if you're two of those at any more than one time, you're probably not in a very good place. And you need to deal with that. And I didn't eat very much. In fact, towards the end, I was trying to remind myself to eat every day, and if I didn't remember when I last ate, that was a good indication for me to go get something to eat. I'm not a low-bottom drunk. I'm a high-bottom drunk. That means I came to on the curb, not the gutter. And you know, but that could change. That could change. You know, I see people out there, and I, you know, That could happen to me. You know, I just try and do this thing one day at a time. And the remarkable thing is for me that each day, only in retrospect, but each day, it gets a little bit easier to stay sober. Today, I really didn't think about drinking until I got a call from Patty inviting me to come and talk. So, you know, I didn't obsess about this too much until like Thursday when it hit me, like, and I was on vacation, that, you know, I was going to have to get up here and talk in front of you guys. So that was not bad. I'll just tell you real briefly my drinking career, and that's probably the only career I ever had. I love that, your drinking career. That's your sure statement. The beer experiment. That one, jumped right out at me. I tried that for a long time, and the funny thing is, the next morning you get to count all the bottles, and usually I would start with, I'd get an 18 pack, because that was like, that probably, I thought that would, keep me going. And then invariably, you count the bottles the next day, and about 27 or so are done. And, I've come to find out that a lot of the times I had arguments and fights with my wife, and the reason was she drank my stash. She drank, and now I had to go get more, and I was too drunk to go drive, and that didn't stop me very often. But it kind of just shows how, the craving sets in once you pick up the first drink, and there's not much you can really do about it. So in any event, what have I learned about myself? Well, I've learned a lot of things about myself, and I've forgotten a lot also in the time that I'm sober. The first thing when I first got sober was, I'll never forget anything ever again. But then after a while, you realize that's a pretty tall order. And nowadays, it seems like all I can remember is yesterday, which is sort of like the antithesis of before. And, but I try not to get too obsessed about what's going to happen in the future. There's a lot of things I don't like what's going on in our world, and being sober isn't necessarily making that easier for me. But, I try and do my best to follow the tenets of the Serenity Prayer to the best of my ability, and do the, just work on the things that I can affect, And it ends up being remarkably very little. What do I need? I need to make sure that I eat. Need to make sure that I have people in my life that I can talk to. I need to make sure that I have a place to rest my head. And even in this time, it's pretty remarkable, because most of the year I'm not going to freeze to death, unlike the place where I came from. So, I can even sleep in my car if I have to for a while. So I'm really grateful for that. I haven't heard a duck call, so I just wanted to say, if you're new or just coming back, I don't know, just surrender. Alcoholics Anonymous is a wonderful place. I've been able to do the things sober in my life, which I never thought I could, and that's just try and be a human being, And I went through some pain, physical pain, and this past year, nothing real major, but just, enough to make you think that this really sucks. And, getting through the other side without a drink, it's kind of a victory, for me. Anyways, I guess I'll tell you, I'll start from the beginning. I started getting the obsession when I was about 5. I remember, most normal kids wanted a comic book, and I wanted a book, a magazine that adults read, because they had the they're really sophisticated people drinking and smoking there. And so, you know, advertising works. They hooked me. And I thought I should, you know, I always wanted to grow up and be an adult, and those were adult things, and I tried to do that as soon as possible. When I was 11, I was drinking wine, and I was drinking with adults and getting drunk. And I drank 2 carafes of wine when I was 11 at a sitting when I was 52 pounds. And, you know, I didn't drink every day, but, you know, alcohol has been in my life a long time, and I hope I never have to drink again. Thank you all very much for being here.